Okay. Well, I got a question for you. Have you ever been to a parade?
Yes.
Yep.
I've been to the Homecoming Day Parade.
Homecoming Day Parade?
Me too.
UC's, anybody see UC's parade? Jim?
I didn't go to the parade.
No? You weren't there? Jim, gosh, I thought for sure you would be there. We had a float and everything. It was so cool. I love parades. Parades are so much fun when the band is playing. And can we have a little band music? A little band music playing? There you go.
Sometimes they even have horses.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
They have. And we had floats in the parade at UC's Homecoming. It was really, really cool. And when I was Nicole's age, I used to love to go to the parades. We had this huge parade in downtown Huntington, West Virginia, by the way. And all of the high schools would come from all over the state and parade down the downtown Huntington streets. It was so cool. And my high school uniform, we were the Highlanders, so we had the kilts and the drum major with the kilt on and the big baton and going down the street. But, you know, when I was Nicole's age, I couldn't see the parade, you know, unless you got there really, really early and got down in front. So, guess what I did to see the parade?
You would do it.
I sit on Dad's shoulders. Uh-huh. Dad would carry me on his shoulder, like this. Can you see anything, Nicole, if you're down,
oh,
if you're way down here? How about if you're way up here? Huh? Can you see better? Can you see everybody?
Yes.
Can you see everybody better up there? She can see a lot better up there. Huh? Yeah. And so every time you got up higher, you could see better, right? And so Dad used to carry me on his shoulders all the time so I could see better. And in the Bible, there's a story about a wee little man.
I know this story.
Do you remember that story?
I know the song.
Can I tell it?
I know. Let's sing that.
Can I tell it?
No, we're going to sing it. Who? What was his name?
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree.
And he said,
Zacchaeus,
you come down,
for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today.
I used to clap at him.
Look at that. That's the story. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. And he like everybody else, he liked to pray, but he couldn't see because he got there late. And he wanted to see Jesus. So he climbed up in a tree where he could see. And as Jesus came by, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come on down from that because I'm going to have dinner with you today. Well, the story is in the Bible that the people just couldn't believe that somebody like Jesus, who was so good and did all these miracles and stuff, would go to the house of Zacchaeus. Now, that's because he was what they thought was a bad man. See, Jesus was very good, and Zacchaeus was a very bad man because he was a tax collector.
All tax collectors are.
They're bad people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bad people.
And he was really bad because if you owed him $10, he told you to pay him $20. And he paid the government their $10, and he put $10 in his pocket.
And if...
That's how he made all his money.
If you owed him $10,
yeah.
He'd tell you to pay $100.
Yeah, he always wanted more because he put it in his pocket. And he, because he was greedy, huh? And so nobody liked him. So they couldn't understand why Jesus would want to go to dinner with him. But Jesus said that he was there to minister to people who had sinned. And so he went to Zacchaeus' house. And Zacchaeus knew he'd been doing wrong. And so he said to Jesus, he said, he's very sorry for everything he's ever done wrong. And not only did he say he was sorry, he was really sorry because he said he was going to give half of everything he owned to the poor, and everybody that he had cheated, he was going to give back four times the amount he cheated him out of.
So he won't run out. He was
actually trying to do better, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was trying to be a better person because, why do you think he was trying to be a better person?
Because he didn't know it was wrong. He knew it was wrong, and he wanted to be better.
He wanted to be more like Jesus. That's right.
Something you can't stop. Yeah, you can't stop.
It's just hard, isn't it? It's hard when you do some things that are wrong, but when you have Jesus in your heart, you know you've done wrong, and you want to make things right, don't you? So that Jesus is happy with us, right?
Yes.
So when we do some wrong things, let's say we're sorry and try to make things right, okay? Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for the fact that you forgive us for everything we do wrong. Help us, Lord, to do what's right, to be more like Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.